Monday, brand new week. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Thanks for coming in, big guy.
No problem. Last question of our 4th of July U.S. Red, White, and Blue extravaganza and trivia.
All right. I'm ready.
Going to do another U.S. state.
Just lay it on me, man.
I'd love to.
I haven't done all that well.
With butter and jelly?
Previous questions, yeah.
No, you've done fine. All right, here we go, folks. Which U.S. state first allowed women to vote?
Oh.
Which U.S. state first allowed women to vote?
Well, whichever state it was much too late.
Oh,
much
there's
later
no question.
Than it should have been.
I mean, it happened in territorial status in 1869.
Yeah.
Statehood status, 1890, first in both instances.
Wow.
Of course, women did not have the opportunity to vote until 1920. Their first election would have been the election of 1920, which is crazy. And then Native Americans were not made citizens until 1924.
That's another ridiculous thing.
Messed up.
They were here before any of us were.
Messed up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some parts of American history that I am not happy with at all.
I love my country, but boy, we have made some mistakes.
I'm ashamed of some of the stupid stuff that has gone
Holy
on.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
But that beside the point, we're asking for the first state that got it right and allowed women to vote.
All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, the first state to allow women to vote in the United States of America.
Out west.
Might surprise you.
Yep.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
And why do you think that was, Freddie?
Well, there's no question that for settlers to that territory and to that area of the country, hey, if man and woman are not working together, it's going to be tough to put down a homestead.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to raise a family. It's going to be tough. There was incredible shared, respected roles for men and women that interchanged in many roles that we commonly associate back then for men and women. And so women were like, these are valued people in our state and territory, and they have a right to be heard and given a voice.
Well, that's the way it should have been everywhere, but it just took the rest of the country a while to catch up.
30 years after Wyoming became a state.
And I know, you know, I've been to Wyoming, just kind of passing through.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But yeah, absolutely beautiful, but boy.
Yeah, you bet. For winters.
Topography out there.
Yeah, you better. It's going to cost, it's going to require some teamwork.
It's going to be tough. Yeah.
Wyoming was also the first U.S. state to grant more than just to grant suffrage to women. The 44th state, women first served on juries. There they had the first female court bailiff and the first female justice of the peace in the country. And in 1924, the Equality State became the first to elect a female governor.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember when we went through Wyoming, we spent the night in Laramie.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
It was so cold.
Yep.
It was so cold, I'm telling you.
And I remember because there was a lot of cattle going through there. The wind was not blowing the right direction when I was in Laramie. On the way to the Tetons, Ginny Lake.
Wow. But it's a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, Wyoming's
for sure.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.